Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie, what platform are we starting on this week?
G'day, Kat. So let's go straight to Netflix. We've got a movie coming out this week.
It's called Blonde, I believe. So what blonde person will this be about, I wonder?
Who could it possibly be about? So this one is starring Ana de Armas as Marilyn Monroe. This film is the story of Norma Jean's journey from traumatic childhood to the biggest Hollywood star of the 50s and early 60s under the name we all know, so Marilyn Monroe. This film explores the contrast between her stage and on-screen glamour with her love life, abuse from those around her, and her drug addiction.
It is kind of the darker side of what Marilyn Monroe was going through. What Norma Jean was going through. She was a regular person in persona. Let's have a snippet from the trailer here.
How'd you get your start?
What start?
In movies.
I guess I was discovered. I've played Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe. I can't face doing another scene with Marilyn Monroe.
So, as you say, Ana de Armas is Marilyn, Norma Jean. And that is controversial because...
Well, because she is Cuban and Spanish and she has an accent and she doesn't try to hide it. But that feedback was actually met with full support from the Monroe estate, who stated that Armas captures Marilyn's glamour, humanity, and vulnerability. And also, Brad Pitt, who produced the movie, he said that until they had Armas, the film was not going forward, and it had been on the floor for 10 years. So it seems that her involvement is ultimately a welcome one.
So Brad Pitt is producing. He's not directing this one, though.
No, so the director of this film is a guy called Andrew Dominik. He's an Australian / Kiwi, and this isn't his first attempt at a story about a real person. His first film, Chopper, see it if you haven't, stars Eric Bana, was about a notorious Australian criminal called Chopper Reed. Another film was The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, while based on a novel of the same name, is based on real-life train robber and American outlaw Jesse James. And then he had a go at a documentary, One More Time with Feeling, about Nick Cave and the tragic results of losing his son. So real people seem to be this director's forte, and all previous attempts have been successful, and it seems this one will be no exception.
So this one on Netflix, it is just called Blonde. Check that out. It is out this week. Let's move on and look at a Swiss show straight out of Switzerland and season two, because season one was such a success. If you have not seen season one, go catch it. This is Schuka.
Yeah, so I remember when season one of Schuka came out and it was like a Swiss phenomenon. A comedy in the Swiss language, even more specifically, the Valais dialect. When season one hit, it was already being touted to continue. They were saying, oh, it's so great, we're going to do season two. And here we are with season two. So this series follows on from the local Valais cops trying to deal with the more city-like attitudes of the cops from Bern, if you can believe that there's a difference between the two.
100%.
The series manages to be very Swiss without using stereotypical Swiss things. Of course, you can watch it with Swiss subtitles if your Valais Deutsch isn't perfect yet.
I'm going to have a snippet from season one trailer. The reason that I'm doing this is that season one trailer was available in English. That's what works on the radio here, because we want to hear kind of a bit of the humor or what it might be about. But I would say go and watch this, seasons one and two, if you haven't already caught season one, with the original voices, and then don't watch it dubbed. Just don't watch it. Just watch it with the original voices and the subtitles, because that's just always how you should watch, I think. Movies or when something's not in your first language. Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer for season one.
Police work in the mountains is like maybe your family party or something. There's not much going on. You have a little small talk. You have some beer, some wine, some cigarette smoking. You eat some good melted cheese with some potatoes. But you never know if your crazy uncle will move to Thailand. Suddenly shows up and hits on your cousin's daughter. Things can get pretty shitty down here.
Get out, you little shit!
They call us Chuker.
That's Sugar Season 2 is out already. You can binge watch that one. Both of those seasons are available on Sky Show now. There we go. That's Sugar Seasons 1 and 2 on Sky Show and Blonde on Netflix. Susie, thanks very much for this week's Big Screen, Little Screen.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.